800. If you're outside the local area, it's a toll-free number, 1-877-464-2500. We welcome you to the Unstoppable Wade Hampton Show, whether you're listening to us on terrestrial radio or by internet at www.kaytfm.com. You are welcome up in here. We're going to take a 15-minute break for the Pleasant Green Baptist Church, but we'll be right back with more of the music that matters here on the Unstoppable Wade Hampton Show.
Greetings, and we welcome you in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. You're tuned in to the Pleasant Green Baptist Church Media Outreach Ministry with our anointed pastor, Reverend Michael H. Grimes. Join in as he preach and teach the Word of God. This message is already in progress.
A chapter, just one verse, that 31st verse. And he began to teach them that the Son of Man must suffer many things and be rejected of the elders and of the priests and of the scribes and be killed. And after 3 days, rise again. Just say, if you don't mind, whether you want to say it inwardly or outwardly, I'll rise again. That was our Bible class. That was part of our Bible class movement. I don't mind the Bible class, do you? I don't know what it'll turn out to be, but I'm struggling. I told him on Tuesday, I said, you know, if you can have church on your way to church, then church would be a little more meaningful to you. Amen. Don't wait to get to church to have church. Mm-hmm. Basketball players and football players and baseball players, they don't wait to take the field or the court to get fired up. Sister Diane, if I do remember correctly, they get fired up in the dressing room. Somebody know what I'm talking about. They get fired up in the dressing room. And when they hit the court and the field, they are ready to play ball, because they got fired up in the dressing room. Anybody in here ever tried to get fired up in the dressing room and then show up to church and see how church worked after you got fired up in the dressing room? For in the dressing room, you get so fired up, you say to yourself, can't nobody stop me. Won't nobody stop me tonight. I'm getting ready to get out of here, and I'm going to give it all I got. So it is with God and the Word. When you come to church, you ought to come to church willing to give it all. I'm reminded of Steve. He was not happy well all the time. Sometimes he'd sit right here in pain, but he gave it all. All he had. Sometimes he would stumble in and stumble out. But he gave it all. Watch the text. We won't be long. Y'all remember Tuesday night? I'm going to check you now. Thank you, Salita. I appreciate you, baby, wherever you are. I can't see you. And he began to what? Teaching is so important. In order for a student to excel, Sister Baker, they must be taught. Teaching is vital. Teaching, Sister Stacy, is what's going to help them survive 5 years later. Teaching. So Jesus, the text says, and he began to what? Now, before we go there, let me digress. Let me regress. How many was on Bible class Zoom? Show me some of your hand. Let me see some hand. Say, oh, Lord, have mercy. We had three people. All right. What were some of the keys to examining the text? Y'all remember? Come on. Y'all didn't know this finna happen, huh? Steve called this to happen, so he probably laughing at us. All right, let me help you out. When you grab your text, when you want to learn your text, there's something called investigation. Then there's something called examination. And then there's something called revelation. And then there's something I call jubilation. You must investigate what's taking place. And you must look at the examination of your text. And then you must rely on God's revelation, which means to reveal what's being said to you in the text. Then after you can understand what's being revealed, then you can have jubilation, which means that you can shout because God has revealed that hidden secret that you did not see. You read it 1,000 times. Now God has revealed it to you finally. Y'all do remember that, right? I think we had pretty good Bible class on Tuesday. Watch closer. And he began to teach them. In other words, he is revealing his mission. He began to. Now, you would have thought when they saw him calm the storm, heal the demonic man, heal the woman with an issue of blood, go over to Jairus' house and resurrect the dead girl. When he fed the 5,000, when they had a funeral procession, going out, and he stops the funeral procession and touched the bier translated into casket. And the little boy who was being carried by the pallbearers and the morticians behind him, Jesus robs the pallbearers of the young man, baffled the morticians. You would have thought, with all of this, Jesus really didn't have to sit down and teach them. Well, look at us. All that God has brought you through, the mountains that he's brought you over, the rivers he helped you cross, the hospitals he brought you in but brought you back out. He still have to sit down or sit you down and teach you. Really, by rights, you ought to already know how he works. But here we say, watch, and he began to teach them. Black folk don't like teaching. We don't like instructions because we like to do it. I ain't got to finish this thing. We like to do it. Come and help me out here. Yeah, y'all just as black as I am, y'all already know. We like to do it what? Our way. But watch this here. God is not limited to our circumstances. Whatever circumstance, Grimes, that you have now, Greg, that you have, that all of us may have, God is not limited to our, he transcends, let it run, over our circumstances and create a brighter day and uses our circumstances as steps to get to glory. And we wonder, why do we go through what we go through? God gives his hardest trials to his strongest soldiers. He gives his most difficult trials and tribulations to his most strongest soldiers. Watch closely. He began to teach them that the Son of Man must what? Suffer many things. Now, if Jesus had to suffer, watch closely. If Jesus.
Thank you for listening to the radio broadcast of Pleasant Green Baptist Church Media Outreach Ministry with Pastor Michael H. Grimes. We pray his words of hope bless you and lifted you up. Come and visit with us. We're located on Willow Glen River Road across from Frank O'Hanna Park in Alexandria, Louisiana. Join us on Sundays for Sunday school at 8 a.m., morning worship at 9 a.m., and on Tuesday nights for Bible study at 6 p.m. Our heart's desire and prayer.